continuing our Everyday Fruits of the Spirit series by digging into patience. We all know we need more of it, but if we're being honest, most of us don't really want it. And we get honest about why waiting is so hard. We bring up uncomfortable words like control, flexibility, and uncertainty, and get real about how we make patience even harder than it has to be. We share a few ways you can start cultivating patience in your daily life, and wrap it up with some painful but necessary truths to help us start to walk in patience and find peace in the wait. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. We are continuing our Fruits of the Spirit in our Everyday Life series. I've got Jolene and baby Eli.
Hello.
And I've got Miss Crystal.
Hey.
We're talking about patience today. I think this is one of the ones when we start Fruits of the Spirit that we're like, maybe we skip over that one.
Right.
It's really hard not to be superstitious about today's topic. You might raise your eyebrows at the notion that I'm saying you probably are superstitious about this topic.
Right.
Because every single Christian I know gets really nervous whenever someone tells them they're going to pray patience over them.
Yeah.
Like, no! Please no!
Because we've all experienced
when you have that rough week and like, did you pray for patience? No.
Please stop praying for me. We do not. Yeah.
It's so true.
It's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah. We don't want the opportunities to learn to wait. Please don't teach me that lesson, God. I know. Right. It's a thing. And the very smallest things prove that we have no patience.
Right.
Yes.
It's not life's big thing. This is proven every day.
Right.
I saw this meme this week of a woman from Pioneer Times, like sitting by a butter churn. And it said, me waiting longer than 2 seconds for my screen to load. And I was like, yeah, that is, we are not a patient folk.
No.
Here are some other small things I thought about that make my patience meter go through the roof. Okay. Waiting for water to boil.
Electric kettle, but yes.
An elderly person with coupons and or a checkbook.
Some people who are not elderly do still use some of those things.
Checkbook?
I have a checkbook.
Well, I mean, I have it.
At the grocery
but...
store?
Not usually, but...
Usually, and it's always, they haven't written anything out yet.
Oh.
Come on. A person who has never used self-checkout.
That's true.
Anytime you're in a drive-thru or sitting at a restaurant waiting for your food. Waiting for a toddler to put their own coat on.
No.
That's forever.
Yeah, Jolene is just like, tell me about it. Yeah, because you want them to do it themselves. But like,
the jacket's on.
Over it.
No, go. The jacket's on. I've got the kid. I'm trying to put it. Go wait at the door.
Just wait till he's learning to tie his shoes.
Ooh.
Super fun.
Oh.
Slow drivers. Slow walkers. Not getting abs after one workout.
Oh,
rude.
Man, I hate that.
Not seeing results from eye cream after a few days of use. This is garbage. I paid $8. Yeah. We want our Oompa Loompas now, dang it. Like, we are not a patient folk.
I was watching that today.
Nice.
Original?
The second one, I've only seen it once.
Oh, all right.
Like the...
Here's some... you want some definitions of this thing
you're giving them,
at?
So
I'm
yes.
going to. Yeah, I don't know why I asked. Now, I wanted to give this gem of a definition I found for impatience first.
Okay.
Okay.
She's
laughing like, I know you're going to punch
me. This is a gem.
I call, my kids call Crystal Miss Gem. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, this is not the gemminess that I am.
Okay. Now, we understand this side of patience. Like, we're all great at impatience. So we're starting here. This is from FranExcel.com. Impatience clouds your judgment, increases your frustration, and makes the mindset gremlins go crazy.
Mindset gremlins.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I have to use this.
That's awesome.
So,
but it does cloud our judgment.
Oh, so much?
Oh, man.
We don't want to say that out loud.
No, but it does.
And definitely increases your frustration.
Yeah.
But we don't need help with impatience.
No.
So here are some definitions for patience. I have the dictionary again. I have two dictionaries.
Oh, so good job, dictionary.
Yeah, they're doing better.
I got this one right.
Dictionary. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, mm-hmm. trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, Dictionary number two. An ability or willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with delay.
Mm.
That's a hard one.
Especially just that word annoyance, because mm-hmm. that doesn't feel like that big of a deal, but my annoyance escalates.
Mm-hmm. It's cumulative.
Medium.com defined patience as a contented endurance of pain.
Ooh. Contented.
Contented. And I don't like the word endurance either.
Or pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like
none of those sound good.
Squats, but worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joyce Meyer defined it as patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting.
Yeah.
We all know how to wait. We have to.
We have to.
Yeah. But it's.
Yes, we have all these how definitions.
How much screaming?
Waiting's not the action, people. I think I talk about
keep
that
keep a
later.
Good attitude. That's fair.
Okay. And last one is from David Allen. Patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one you had in mind.
That's hard.
Uh-huh. I did not love this.
No.
Yeah. Like, you are correct, sir, but
doesn't
thank you
make
for hurting
you comfortable.
Me. No. What does it look like? Patience. I don't know many patient people, so this is elusive. It's like a unicorn, but we can do it. It's in the Bible. We're told to do it. So it holds its tongue. Okay. Patience holds. It's slow to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It is not easily rattled.
Mm-hmm.
It listens.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't complain.
Mm.
It's responsive, not reactive.
Mm-hmm.
It is slower paced. Mm. Doing it right is more important than just getting it done.
Mm.
And empathetic. That was in every single article on patients I read.
Really?
Was that a patient person has empathy.
Because
then you care about the other person.
Right.
And like, you're not going to get mad at the elderly person. You're going to have empathy towards them.
Right, right.
Okay. And I'm just going to say this here. Studies show that impatience actually causes stress.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally making it worse. While patience can decrease headaches
mm-hmm.
and help you avoid and recover from burnout.
Hmm.
So it pays to be patient. Mm-hmm. I would like fewer headaches.
Yes.
Now, do you want to know why we struggle?
I
got a lot of reasons. Because patience is hard.
Right.
Here we go. This is from betterup.com. We struggle because patience throws instant gratification out the window.
Oh, but I love instant gratification. It's like instant noodles for your life.
Yes. We want it all now.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear myself saying, I don't have time to be patient.
mm-hmm.
We get everything right now.
Right.
Everything. I mean.
We don't have to use a butter churn.
No.
That's so
no.
true.
So like. Pulling it out of the freezer feels like
yes,
butter churning it.
Yes. I mean, and everything, like, we get our information right now.
Yeah, we do.
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying to tell, I think I might have said this another thing where I suggested to Hannah that she write a note to somebody. She didn't know what a note was.
What?
What do you mean?
She's like, what do you mean write a note?
I don't. You mean like on paper?
They didn't do
paper.
That. I mean, like, prior to having a cell phone, not all kids have
right?
a cell
do you
phone
not,
at five.
I know. She's like, wait, do you mean like a letter? Like an old-fashioned letter? Like, yes,
on
but you pass it at school.
Scrap of paper or a post-it or a folded. Anyway.
Yeah, we're just, we communicate right now.
Good job for her not passing
notes
in class.
Like, I did that. We get our stuff right now. I mean.
Instacart, you don't even have to go anywhere now and get it all.
You don't even have to get out of the car. You have to sit and wait in the car a little bit, but yeah, you don't even have to get out of the car.
But I remember when Amazon even changed, like, the guaranteed 2-day, and then people lost their ever-loving minds because we just want our stuff right this second.
Some of it, where we live, man, we can get it next day.
Some of it, if you order, you can get it that
you
day.
You can
it's
get it
weird.
That day. It is. It's kind of creepy.
I don't trust that.
Yeah. We melt down when we have to wait for anything. Even if it's like 10
minutes,
seconds.
What? Yeah.
This can also be applied when we think about how we so often settle for the satisfactory option because that's available right now.
Right.
Instead of choosing or waiting for the better option that will take longer.
It's really sad and so true.
That's true about lots and lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're here right now, so I'll take this. Yep. Yeah. Number two, we are not content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Patience implies that we're okay with where we're at and what is happening right now.
Right.
We are very seldom either of those things. That's a tough one. It's not fun to, these aren't fun to admit about yourself. And they're all things that have to change. Patience forces us to be present without certainty. So often, patience involves waiting for the future or waiting for a specific outcome and being okay with not knowing when or if it will come or if it will work out how we want it to.
That's tough.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many of the things we're waiting for are like the big things, the things we really want.
We've put a lot of energy into them.
And patience is going like, I don't know if this is coming. I don't know if it's going to be what I thought it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Letting it ride.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's hard.
It's we don't think about that in connection with patience. We don't tie that to patience, but that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, earlier when you were describing it, how close do you think patience is to love? Because talking about the attributes of love.
Yeah, that's actually.
I mean, it's in the verse.
That's where my brain was going. I was like, right away. Reading that verse? I'm like, no, hard. She's not. But
if you're being impatient with a person, you're not
loving.
Really loving them.
Yeah.
That's tough truth. Here's one that I don't like.
Just now? We're just now getting to the one you don't like?
No one's really ever like, Becky, you're so flexible. But she laughs. Like, one of your best friends laughs. It's like, oh, he shut up.
Can't laugh.
Yeah. Patience requires flexibility. This is from the Nathawat brother.
Yes, it is.
I didn't like this at all. We get impatient when something doesn't go according to our habit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I knew that would hit you too. Yeah.
Well, but also, like, you got to think of different lifestyles. Like, I live by myself, so it's easier for me to adjust.
Right.
You have children, nap times, different schedules. That is harder. Like, so there is a different component added to, you know, as a retired person.
That's
like,
so true.
You know, okay, you've got stuff going on.
You have a little
on.
More room.
Right. So,
yeah,
I mean, there's
Some people are just
some grace in some of that area.
Habitual people, too, where like Sydney feels way more comfortable being free flowing, doesn't like the routine. Where I'm like, I need this.
It's 8 o'clock and we're doing this now.
I have a hard time not using the same cup to drink my tea in the morning or like when we get the kids started for bedtime, like 5 minutes later, he's like, what's the problem? I'm like, it's already past time. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, is it though?
Yeah, I feel you, man. Yeah. I feel you. We do not like hitches in our plans, breaks from, especially breaks in a routine that we weren't expecting.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
If I planned about it and I knew it was coming.
Like, if I know it's coming, it's much better.
But if it's unexpected, oh my gosh, the example, Juliana, I put was the delay that moves nap time.
Oh.
I remember that being.
But that affects your whole day.
It does.
So I get it.
It does.
I've been working on being more flexible. Today was a more flexible thing. And well, guess who woke up right when I needed to go get him? So it was fine.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Flexibility today.
Hey, yeah.
It's. I mean, because those things are going to come up. I put other things like the broken appliance that we rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Going to require flexibility. Yeah. We're in this boat having to share a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. When you're sick. We don't like our time and our schedule being messed with.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know in my soul, it's so good for those things to be messed with.
It is.
I grow as a person.
Yeah, you
I'm
won't
a better
die.
Person.
It feels like it, but you won't.
Yeah. This one is short and sweet. Just patience is inconvenient.
It is.
It's super inconvenient. And you know, we like convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. Patience is hard because control.
Mm-hmm.
And I put
two
ways. I know, like, this is coming up a lot. Scott wanting to tell us something. The first way is the obvious one. patience hurts because we find ourselves needing it when we're not in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we want something to happen or happen faster and when we can't make that happen, mm-hmm. that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's certain things that you just can't make happen when you
right.
want to. PurelyYouHealing.com said this: learning to be patient teaches us that we are not really in control of certain aspects of our lives. Mm. That no matter how much you want something to become your reality, you don't get to control all the moving pieces. Some are beyond your grasp.
That's a stab in the heart, yet we still
no me gusta.
Think that we can do it.
Uh-huh. And it's okay. Patience is just accepting. I hear this acceptance this piece is. Coming There's up a lot, lot too. There's another facet of patience and control as well.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Because we haven't had enough yet.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Like, this is not like the infomercial. Two for the price of one. OhmTimes.com said, patience creates an unsettling feeling around loss of control, but also around too much control.
Too
this
much.
One is very okay. interesting to me. Okay, let me get into this. Sometimes people don't like to have too many choices.
Agreed.
Me at a restaurant.
Yes.
Cheesecake Factory menus.
It's too many pages. It's way too many pages.
It's too much cheesecake. I can't.
Those who adhere to the notion that destiny intervenes can often become uneasy when there is time to choose.
Ah.
You wait for something. Something else comes up.
Uh-huh.
Do you take the thing available or do you wait to find out about the first thing?
Yeah.
So sometimes the patience creates that choice aspect.
The choice is hard. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I've had some in this last year. Like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no clear direction.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember crying to you guys about it. Of like, I don't know. What's, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to make a choice.
Like, well, we'll like pray
either,
it through.
Either one is an acceptable that yeah. that's uh-huh. that was tough.
It's real
so
tough.
It is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Patience. I thought we were okay. I knew I wasn't great, but I thought we were okay.
Yeah,
clearly we're not.
Well, some ways to cultivate. I have a lot today.
Okay,
which
okay.
I'm excited about. Like, I have a lot of ways.
You always hurt my heart
to become patient, and then I give you some hope.
Then you give me a little hope, yes. and I go home and work on it. Let's okay. do this.
Well, that's good. That's the goal. It's just yeah. try a little bit. The first one is practice.
Okay.
Because this isn't going to come immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to suck at first.
Yes. Yes. So it is not something you can do magically. It's, you don't just decide to do it and you're done.
No.
Like,
alas, we would have been perfect at this 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here are some things that you might not like me to say. Put yourself in situations that require some waiting mm-hmm. and some empathy. So here are my examples. Listen to somebody who really likes to talk.
Okay.
They are not hard to find.
No, they're not.
I was like, I don't think you have to go looking for these situations.
Right?
You have to change your mindset in yeah. the situation.
Because that is a situation where you're going to need
patience
and empathy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Have your young child, quote unquote, help with a task.
Uh-huh.
Jolene is laughing like, uh-huh.
It's vacuuming lately, kids. It's vacuuming. Yeah.
Listen, you can do it 100 billion times faster without them.
Yes.
But it's so good to have them help.
I love that he loves to clean.
Yeah.
No, we're encouraging it.
Yeah.
Also because he's messy. But
but it's going to help your patience.
Uh-huh.
It's there's been a couple of times where like I just breathe through it.
Uh-huh.
And we vacuumed the one little area. Like we vacuumed everywhere, but I'm just going to do it. And I was like, I didn't mm-hmm. die. He didn't die. Look yeah. how happy he is. Look at uh-huh. the nice young man I am shaping.
Yes.
And I didn't pull out my hair.
Patience.
Uh-huh.
This one's for me as we're getting my son's permit
this
week. Take your teenager for driving practice.
Oh,
you're going to need some patience for that.
You need some patience.
Maybe skip the coffee that day.
then I'll yell.
Oh, okay.
This is half a pond. Jolene still may have an iron stomach for it.
We know our gauge yeah. here, right? Half a pot.
This one. Go to the grocery store on a Saturday.
Mm.
Or Costco.
Yeah.
Or right around now.
Yeah, at Thanksgiving. That's why I'm going tomorrow at like 7 a.m. Like,
yeah.
Practice. Just what I'm saying, just practice. Mm-hmm. Practice, practice, practice. This one is a good one. Figure out your triggers.
Okay.
Okay. You might be saying, well, how's that going to help me cultivate patience, Becky? Well, you know what you have to figure out what's broken if you're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. Project Life Mastery said this. The next time you are triggered, step back and ask yourself, what is annoying me right now, mm-hmm. and why do I feel this way?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call myself out today. It was hard before nap time. It was low blood sugar, kids. Didn't feel hungry. Mm-hmm. Did not. Had a snack while I was feeding our child. It was low blood sugar. Yeah. Put that on the list.
That was your trigger.
Yeah.
You know what? It gets a little harder. We take it up a notch or six, and now you got to sit with your impatience.
It's a notch or six.
Yeah.
That's why we're friends.
Notch or six. Complete straight mm-hmm. face.
Yeah. These are the people that know me. It is not your negative feelings that are overwhelming. It's the stories that you tell yourself that are attached to those feelings that are overwhelming you.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. It's not your feeling. It's the narrative you're giving it. Because you might be impatient with your child and you might be telling the story that they don't value you. They don't respect you. Uh-huh. No.
They're trying to make me mad on purpose. No.
Yeah.
Being a kid.
And learning.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with, I don't value my mom. She's my maid. I'm going to leave my dishes. No. No. Okay. This one I like. Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Slow down.
You move too fast. Yeah. We're always in a hurry. And for me, the enormous question is why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we have a huge checklist of things to get done for the day. If we don't, then we're not good enough.
I mean, that must be the bottom line. Lie, we believe.
I'm going to save the world through my checklist.
Yes.
Save it, Crystal.
I am going to impress the person that already loves me more than any other person on the planet. Is that my goal? Is like, so that David will come home and love me more? Like, he already does. The end.
It's true.
Make sure that checklist is done. Right?
Like, but that, I don't get it.
We'll be down a notch or six.
Yeah, a notch or six. Like, I don't know, Becky. You were at seven. We just hit on those, like, is it an achievement identity issue? Are you trying to please somebody, gain approval? Are you trying to prove your worth? Are you focusing on tasks over people? So figure out why you're rushing, make steps to slow your roll, maybe rest or play or enjoy your life. I don't know,
we'd like to do more of that.
I don't enjoy life when I'm frantic rushing.
None of us do.
I know why, but lose that whole day.
Spend a lot of time in that space.
Oh my gosh, I'm frantic so often. And that leads me to this one. It's just enjoy your journey. This is mindfulness. Mindfulness is another word that keeps popping up everywhere. And it's super easy to focus on getting to the thing we're waiting for. But when we do that, we get tunnel vision and we miss where we're at right now.
There are nice things along the way, really.
I mean, and there better be, because...
But we grow along the way.
So it's really easy to get focused on that one thing, but you don't have that thing yet. So it's not actually your life. Like it's not yet. So for me, I put down here the wait for Harrison. So who just turned 13. But I was very singularly focused on having another baby. He was my rainbow baby. He was my baby after a miscarriage. And it took a really long time to get pregnant again. But I was just so focused on, I got to get pregnant again. Got to have another baby. Got to have another baby. When I had these two other beautiful children at home. And so I missed out on a lot of those moments. Not to say that I was completely absent or anything.
But you were just,
we get it.
You could have enjoyed David and the kids more instead of just being focused on, I need this baby. Was my example. I like this one. This one is interesting to me. Mentor somebody. If you want to be patient, mentor someone. And here's why. Investing in somebody and then watching them grow and change over time can help you notice the small steps and little wins that you might not notice in yourself.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Because we get impatient. Part of impatience is with me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Why aren't you a better person yet, Becky? But we're nicer to other people.
It's true.
Always.
Yeah. And it's way easier to root somebody else on, like, no, I see you changing.
Yeah.
I see you making those little steps that I ignore in myself and don't count for anything.
Right.
And, you know, here's the thing. Growth isn't always linear.
No.
Sometimes we're going to take steps backwards. Growth is not made in leaps and bounds. It requires grace. Negative talk doesn't motivate.
No.
So helping somebody else can help you help yourself.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh my gosh, smiling at cute babies can help you.
I know.
Okay, here's another one. Reframe the wait. Because that's really what patience is. It's waiting. As a learning opportunity. LivingMarvelously.com said, if something is taking more time than you want it to, take a moment to reflect on what that might be teaching you. Mm. Is there something you haven't done? Mm-hmm. Are you actually putting in the work? Or is there another path you should be taking? So if you're waiting and waiting for something and it's not happening, maybe just stop and ask yourself those questions.
Evaluate.
Maybe you're waiting for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, I've been here, like, I'm waiting to be able to run without dying. Like, but am I practicing running? Or am I just waiting for it magically to happen? Like, no, I'm not putting in the work.
Magic sounds nice, though. I know. Do you want a charm? We're good.
I know.
I don't have Whitney Houston for a fairy godmother. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, we're missing out.
I know.
This is great when we're learning or growing or changing, but I also think this activity works when we're struggling to be patient with, say, a child or a coworker, where we ask ourselves, what are they learning right now?
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
Yes, we are impatient with the way they are doing this task or behaving, but like maybe they're in the middle of their growth journey.
Right. And everybody is.
How can I give grace?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I know sometimes when someone's taking a long time, I will step in and do it for them.
Oh, yeah.
But they,
but they're not learning.
No, they. And then guess what? Now you always have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Pollyanna it.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my kids do not love this movie, and I do.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I love Pollyanna. Pollyanna plays the glad game.
Yeah.
And she's basically this eternal optimist about absolutely everything. So let's say you do get stuck behind a slow person. That's going to happen next time you get in the car, by the way. or you're still behind a slow person in the checkout. Or maybe the bridge lifts when you're in traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Running late for an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So think about this. Okay. It's happening anyway. Like, it's happened. You can't fix it. What can you do with the time?
Okay.
How can you spin the wait into something positive or at least tolerable?
Mm. Okay.
So can you use that time to send the email you've been putting off? Can you put on a podcast or your favorite playlist? Now, I hate the phone with an undying hatred, but my husband's family often calls each other when they're stuck in traffic.
Oh.
Like they use that time that way. I would bring a book or a journal to the pickup line at my kid's school when I had to wait there. And hey, you can always pray.
Yes, you can.
So redeem the time because you know what? It's that or frustration. You get to pick. But you might as well redeem the time.
Right.
Make the most of it because your other choice is just sit there and get angry.
Right.
Yeah. Last one. LivingMarvelously.com said, focus on short-term goals to get to your big goals. So find some success every day with your smaller goals to not become impatient with the big ones. Small, measurable, and manageable chunks that can be completed daily or multiple times a week, where you're putting in the work and you're seeing progress, and that's going to help you keep going instead of just being focused on the enormous thing.
Right.
Instead of, so like, let's take, for example, if I wanted to run, it would be dumb to be mad at myself that I can't run a marathon day two. But a small, manageable chunk be, okay, run to that mailbox up there.
Yeah.
Right.
You want some truth?
Yes. I do.
Okay. We'll see if
he does too. Look at him.
He is really giving me the eyes.
He's ready for those truths.
Yes. You hear this now, buddy, so you don't become a 40-year-old man still learning these things. Okay.
He thought that was funny. He's a happy dude.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. Okay, truth number one. We make patience harder with our negative thinking.
We do.
And again, this one made my mouth drop open again. for real. This is from FranExcel.com. And now she is talking about a specific situation, but the truth is universal. You ready for this one? Okay. It's not just because you're frustrated at the time it takes for your business to grow. You're frustrated at what you're making it mean that it's taking so long for your business to grow. We put our own assumptive and negative spin on whatever waiting period we're going through. Maybe I'm having to wait because I'm not good enough. Right. I'm having to wait because other people are better than me. I'm having to wait because I'm not lovable. I'm having to wait because God stopped caring about me. We make assumptions about who we are, what other people think, how God works, what we deserve. And we make the waiting that much harder.
Those are all so hurtful. Why do we hurt ourselves?
I don't know. Why do we make up the story?
We give ourselves zero value when really we just need to grow. Like we can't be a stagnant person, but yet we do. Mm-hmm. We think probably all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make the wait mean something that it doesn't. And we believe it.
No, it's terrible.
It is terrible. But you're making it worse with the story you're telling yourself.
It's not true.
It is not true.
None of those things are true.
No, they're not. So just the next time you wait, ask yourself, honestly and evaluatively, like, am I telling myself a lie about this wait?
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe just, maybe you're just not ready. Like, God knows.
Right.
Like, that you need to get to point this to be ready for this. And, like,
because you don't know all of the things that are in between. Yes. It's not about point A to point B.
No.
It's about all of the things in between, maybe not even related to point A
and
to point B.
I've seen that in our life where, you have to wait for the other players in the situation to be ready or for this to open up here. And
hindsight's 20/20.
You're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's a truth. Muscling our way through doesn't actually help.
Oh, no. Imagine that.
Isn't that crazy? This is FranExcel.com again, and she blew my ever-loving mind. So often we push, trying to get to the end result. This one is crazy. Like, brace yourselves. Pushing is the definition of something being moved further away.
Oh.
True.
Uh-huh. So what if you just stopped pushing and actually enjoyed the journey? But I thought about that, like, you're pushing to make the thing happen, but you're actually, like,
making it
worse, longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mouth drop. And actually, just so you know, kind of like anger, impatience doesn't make anything happen faster.
What are you talking about? I thought if I was impatient, it would just happen for me.
Yeah, it makes the old person write their check faster, being mad about it.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now my kid ties their shoes in 2 seconds flat because I got angry. No.
You just give them the shoes that don't tie.
Yes.
Just kidding.
That's why we have Crocs.
I was going to say, that's why Ben has Crocs.
For a child, yeah.
Here we go. Waiting does not equate patience.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yes. This goes along with the definition at the top that patience isn't waiting. Because, you know what? We wait all the time. All the time. But very few of us are patient.
Right.
And I think we confuse sometimes not having the thing we want as waiting patiently.
Right.
No.
It's not. But we use I'm being patient interchangeably with I don't have the thing I'm waiting for yet. But they are very different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because you don't have it yet and you're waiting for it doesn't mean you're waiting patiently. Patience is a gift of peace you give to yourself.
Oh.
Look at that tie-in between our last one. When you don't immediately get angry, you are giving yourself the gift of peace.
I want peace.
It's a really good gift.
Uh-huh. It's a really good gift.
Yeah.
You are in that moment, making a challenging situation better by controlling your reaction. Your reaction, which when negative and impatient, doesn't change the situation.
Right.
So give yourself a gift in those moments and just stay calm.
Good plan.
All right. This is, two more. This is kind of like a peace, how we talked about when we're not peaceful, it kind of affects people around us. The same is true.
Yeah.
The way we act when impatient has consequences.
Aww.
Guess what, kids? Yeah. Patience really has everything to do with how we act when we're annoyed and right. frustrated. And most of us, I'm just going to say this here, aren't our best selves when we're angry and frustrated. I'm not. Anyway.
Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, those words are used.
So sometimes, you know what? The things we do or say when angry and frustrated have lasting consequences.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know? They do. Last one. You are going to need patience if you are at all serious about change and goals. Because let's get real. Life change, like actual life change. And nearly every goal you want takes time.
Right.
And this is across the board. I bet if you're working towards a degree or learning a new skill or working to establish boundaries or if you want to stop smoking or run a marathon, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get to any of those places overnight. No. None of them. I couldn't think of one goal that you could accomplish in a day. Not one.
No.
Unless it was like, I'm going to read this book. Well, then I could. But
I mean, that yes, okay, yes. That's a goal, but
that's not like the kind of life we're talking about. Yeah. Like,
right.
Success takes time. Growth takes time. Learning takes time. Medium.com said, patience is not merely sitting down and waiting until something happens. It means endurance and the power of perseverance, including the ability to finish what you began.
Okay.
You need it. If you're serious about any of this stuff we talk about, you have to be hungry for it and you have to be willing to wait for it. And I want it.
I do too.
I want it, even though it still scares me to pray about it. But I want it.
We want it for everybody.
We do. We want this for you. These are things that make our life better. Peace and richer and sweeter. And the ability to stay peaceful while waiting.
Positive relationships, building people up.
And I'm just loving seeing this interconnectedness of all of these things, how they all flow into each other.
Right.
Oh, it's exciting. Okay, we'll be back next week. We've got more to hit. Like, We're going to be bringing these to you through the holiday season. Yeah, so it's a good time of year to kind of make yourself better.
Absolutely.
Make the world jollier. Have a great week, everybody. We love you.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.